Let's go out to the Metro PCS hotline and bring in Paul Lankford, former cornerback with the Dolphins, played his entire 10-year career in Miami, and now his son Ryan just joined the team as a rookie free agent. Paul, good evening. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we really appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders, and had the chance to briefly meet Ryan a little bit earlier. I know he's pumped up about this. How is this for you, being a guy who played your career here with the Miami Dolphins, now having your son being a part of the team?
Just unbelievably rewarding. He's been a Dolphin fan, and Lankford's been a Dolphin fan. Even my wife's been a Dolphin fan for many, many years, and we're just ecstatic.
Yeah, it's a really cool story, and I talked to him a little briefly earlier. I had to pull him aside and just say, hey, Ryan, what was this like? Did your dad tell you that you need to sign with the Dolphins, or how did that go? And he was saying that, no, that you were fair in the process, but how did that process play out? Did you secretly hope that he'd end up down here in Miami?
Miami wasn't really on at least my radar. Ryan's he doesn't tell you everything that's going on. I know Indy probably had expressed the most time and interest in him. The Jets were interested, Redskins. He had talked to Stu Weinstein, I guess, a month or so ago, so the Dolphins were interested. A lot of teams were, looking at the medical side of things with the shoulder, but kind of the Dolphins came out of the blue and really surprised me.
Mr. Paul, as a former DB, congratulations on everything that you did, and I just wanted to give you one of these because I tell all these guys, DBs, we run everything because we're backpedaling and everybody running faster than we are, and we don't know where they're going, and we still cover them up.
Exactly.
Most definitely. But
we have more talent than anybody else on the field, but unfortunately, that's not always known.
Right, and if Troy Drayton were here, he'd say the tight end will be. But, just have an opportunity to listen to Ryan, and he feel really comfortable down here because of that time that he spent down here. He's like, whenever he had opportunity to get back, he always tried to. So now he's doing that, but in a different capacity. He's coming in a job experience. So, what are some of those things that you're going to give him or you gave him before coming to the Dolphins or whatever team, to really just try to keep his head on straight to come and be successful in whatever capacity that it is?
Well, I think it's called parenting. It starts from day one. And it's, right now we're just focusing on the football aspect of it, but it's being Ryan. Ryan's got to be Ryan in whatever he does. And it's easy for Ryan to be Ryan, just like it's easy for you to be you. So don't try to do anything that you really can't do. So be yourself. Integrity is the key. Hustling is the key. Doing your best every day, getting better in whatever you do every day. Do something a little bit better than yesterday. And that's kind of what we've preached to him over time, and that's how he's wired.
Paul, good catching up with you, and it was good catching up with Ryan today. We had him in for some media training, and I wanted to ask you, how did he find himself on the right side of the law, on the offensive side of the football, instead of the defensive side? Was that something that happened at a young age, or was he always one of those guys that played a little bit of both?
Well, he played a little bit of both, but he's fast. He got speed, and that's one of his. A big blessing for him. What's kind of ironic is that he originally played soccer, probably soccer from 4 or 5 years old. He played more soccer than football. My wife thinks he's a better soccer player than football player. He was a kicker. He was a punter. He led the county up here in high school his senior year punting. He's got a 44-yard field goal. He's a really excellent athlete, and he can run, and he can catch. So he can do a lot of things. He's a jack of all trades in a lot of respects.
Paul Lankford, former cornerback with the Dolphins, played his entire 10-year career here in Miami. Now his son, Ryan, just joined the team as a rookie free agent, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline. And Paul, we were talking a little bit about kind of the comparisons, you and your son, but when you take a look at you guys as athletes, what similarities or differences are there?
Well, I think we're both fast, and it's kind of funny. I just got off the phone with my old college roommate, and what he has said is Ryan's got my speed, and he's got my wife's wiggle or his mother's wiggle. I think a common denominator is our speed, but I truly believe, and I don't really want to give up this torch, but he's faster than I was, And I objectively look at this because I was a track guy as well. He ran some track. And typically the fastest people in the country, I know at least in high school and coming through, typically are from the states of Florida, California, and Texas. Okay, I was a 400-meter hurdler. I got my claim to fame running hurdles, running 400 meters. I couldn't have won the 100 in New York, where he's won the 100 here at the Florida Relays his senior year. And he won the 100 at this nationally known Bob Hayes track meet here in Florida. So he's in that elite fast group, and not just fast like I was fast. But so he's got some jets, but I would say I think being a defensive back, I was tougher than he is. So that's the torch I'm still holding on to, because he's a little, you know, I would say he's a little receiver, and those guys don't want to hit you. But but I was willing to, you know, stick my head in there and hit you, and I was kind of fast too.
And Paul, I'm just curious, as a guy who played in 2 Super Bowls during your time with the Dolphins, how closely do you still keep track of the franchise, and what is it going to take for the franchise to return to that great level of play?
Well, to be honest with you, I have, not that I haven't kept track of the franchise, but the last 4 years, I've watched more college football than I have in the last 20 years. Son being a college, I went up to all of the home games, basically drove from Jacksonville up there, 14 hours. It's going to be easy getting down to, you know, down to Miami, 5 hours. But I really, not that I hadn't followed them. Of course, I followed Dolphins, but I know there's a lot of areas that they need to improve in. And hopefully this year they've made the right choices and people develop. And, you know, we can get back to the old days of winning and going to Super Bowls and playoff games and so forth.
Hey, Paul, I've heard a story here that in 1991, the day that Ryan was born, you played in a Monday night football game that same day?
Exactly. That was a Monday night game, and I still haven't got caught for sneaking out because Ryan was born 9:12, 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday night. I think we played Cincinnati. And that Monday night, I played at 9 o'clock. I was in the meeting at 11 over in Miami Lakes, and I had scrubs on. I think Don Shula knew that I wasn't there all night. But, yeah, Ryan was born on a Monday night football game.
Wow, that's a cool story there. Paul Langford, former cornerback with the Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders and the Metro PCS Hotline. All right, Paul, from your 10 years here, which of your former Dolphins teammates do you stay in touch with the most now after your post-playing career has been done?
Probably Mark Duper, Kim Bocamper, Don McNeil.
Okay. Kim Bocamper is on the show from time to time, so we'll have to bring that up. And finally, just Paul, in terms of what Ryan's future is going to be if we get back to him, what sort of, Sam brought this up before, but what sort of advice have you given him now that you knew that he was going to the Dolphins in terms of how he attacks his approach here as trying to make this team?
Well, learn the playbook, you know, get that down, know your position and the guy next to you. Hustle, everyday hustle, and when you get down, you know, you got to work through that. You have to, I like to call it selective amnesia. You got to forget some things, but then learn from those hurdles, learn from those challenges, so you can progress. But you got to let the things that didn't work, you got to forget them and move on, and not just let them bog you down.
Well, Paul, really appreciate you taking the time to share the great news with all of us here with your son signing the team and also telling some stories there. So we'll look forward to catching up with you again. Paul Langford, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, guys.
There he is. Paul Langford, former cornerback with the Dolphins, played his entire 10-year career down here in Miami with the Dolphins, and now his son Ryan has joined the team as a rookie free agent. Really cool story joining us there on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.